Welcome to episode 26 of the Impossible Podcast. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, your host. It must be Thursday. This week, we're going to do a little multimedia, little multi-content formation. I'm using content from a chapter of my book. I'm going to read it here as audio, but I'm also performing it tomorrow night as a speech for my Toastmasters. So I'm just going to read it as if I were speaking, as an example of how audio can be used even with video. So this is it. The title of it is The School Uniform and Releasing Trapped Energy. Here we go. The opening scene, I'm looking into the clothes closet, trying to figure out what to wear. Let's see, maybe the blue jeans and the white shirt. Brown belt, brown shoes. That's not going to work. No, maybe the dark trousers and the pink button-down. That's it. Yeah, pink, brown, black. No, I got it. Beige pants, white button-down shirt. That's it. Brown shoes, brown belt, white polo shirt. Beige pants, white polo shirt, brown shoes, brown belt. That's it. I got it. So unless you're a kid who goes to a school where they require you to wear the same exact uniform every single day, you probably have a decision to make on a morning-by-morning basis. Those kids, however much they dislike the white polo shirt and khaki pants for boys and a pleated long skirt for the girls, have one big decision less to make every morning. In fact, they don't even think about it anymore. It's now ingrained in them to not make a decision because that decision was already made for them and will be made for them for as long as they're at that school. Let's say they're at that school 4 years. With an average of 180 days of school per year multiplied by 4 years, that's 720 decisions they do not have to make. 720 decisions times maybe 3 minutes is 2,160 minutes, or 36 hours. 36 hours of brain free time. 36 hours where their minds, their neurons, are freed up work to play, to decide on more important matters. In reality, we know that it's not just in the morning, but for some, there's then space freed up the night before. The agony, the back and forth, the uncertainty, doubt, the what is Emily going to wear? If I wear the blue jeans with the black shoes and the yellow shirt, didn't I wear that last week? Misery, agony, despair. All gone. Former President Barack Obama said, "You'll see I wear only gray or blue suits. I'm trying to pare down decisions. I don't want to make decisions about what I'm eating or wearing because I have too many other decisions to make." That free space in the brains of those children will leave room for other decision-making power, or for presidents. The act of making a decision erodes your ability to make later decisions. Psychologists call it decision fatigue, from an article in Fast Company in 2014. As we make decisions, even the smallest of them, our brain gets better at it. It's a muscle. If we exercise it, it gets stronger. It also realizes very soon when it does not have to make decision number one and can more quickly get to number two. Can you see where this is going? After you're dressed in the morning, which will soon be easy for you, breakfast has been decided on and you'll be able to solve the economic crisis in Greece by lunch. You'll have so much extra brain power, you'll be asking your boss if she has any extra work for you today. As your decision-making expertise grows, even the bigger decisions will become easier. If the school uniform doesn't do it for you, let's just list a few things that might get your attention. Number one, lose weight. Number two, stop smoking. Number three, quit job. If every single morning you didn't have to decide whether or not you're going to continue on your weight loss regimen, you would have that much more room in your mind to, for example, think about new ways to make it happen faster. What then happens is a snowball effect where all of the little decisions get caught up in the big decision. In other words, once you decide, truly decide, and stick with that decision, all of the related decisions fall into line. Which yogurt do I buy at the store? Easy, the less calorie one. Do I drive or bike to work today? Easy, bike. Do I buy new pants or wait until I lose more weight? Easy, wait, because now you know you're going to lose the weight. Do you see the snowball effect? Do you see how one decision can be so powerful, like a ripple in the lake or a shockwave in space, to have an effect on future decisions and make them easier? But, I hear you ask, what if I'm not Barack Obama? What if I don't go to a school where I have to wear a uniform? How can I, too, release the massive energy trapped in my brain? Here's a little exercise to help you get better at decision-making. Think about something not very important that you go back and forth on. It should also be a decision that does not have enormous consequences. In other words, not should I quit my job. Not should I murder my little brother with a knife or with poison. Not should I finally throw out my husband's music collection. No. Something simple. What's been bugging you? What takes time and frustration on a daily basis? If it's too daunting to think about changing some habit forever, make a decision that will last a single month. Just 30 days. So no murdering little brothers. More along the lines of, should I set my alarm clock half an hour earlier each day so that I can wake up and do exercise? Should I give up alcohol? Should I wear the black shoes I've been wanting to wear? Even the simplest of decisions can release weight from your shoulders and bring lightness and clarity to your mind. Make the decision tomorrow morning. Stick with it for a month. Keep Barack Obama in mind. Think of the young schoolgirls and boys who have brain power practically coming out of their ears because they have already one decision further in their day. What will you do when your mind is freed up from all the clutter? What will your imagination bring you? What gifts will your brain offer you now that you're unshackled? Unshackled from the chains of silly daily decisions. Ah, the day when you look back and sigh at the energy and neurons you spend agonizing over the beige socks or brown socks. How many hours of your life did you scuffle away? What might you have accomplished had you not been hemming and hawing over those socks? Think about it. Make the choice. Decide. My latest book is out next Wednesday, October 17th. The subtitle is, There's Usually a Choice. It's usually yours. The title of the book is, Decide. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, and I thank you. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-bing. That was it. That was my reading of my speech for tomorrow night. When I do it in video, which I've done a couple times, I can put a link here in the show notes. It's quite different, so we'll see what happens from the written to the read to the video on the fly. I'll definitely practice a few more times before tomorrow night, but there you have it. first look at a chapter from the book Decide out next week. Until then, see you next week.